Welcome to Not Over It. I'm Becky Kirsch, managing editor of Pop Sugar.
And I'm Zareen Siddiqui, the director of audience development at Pop Sugar. On today's episode, we're checking in on some celebrity couples and getting a little bit of the State of the Union. You know, checking in if Michael B. Jordan has bought any more stock for Lori Harvey. Checking in what's going on with are Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles really dating? Kind of getting temperature checks, as you would say.
So this episode's for my mom, who won't stop asking me what's actually going on with J-Lo and A-Rod.
Yes, exclusively for Peggy.
Yes, but before we get into all that, we have to do our regular Not Over It's for the week. So Zareen, kick us off.
Okay, I have two. One is really quick, so I'll keep it short. I just thought it was a little bit interesting and probably planned that Kyle Lowry, who plays for the Toronto Raptors, had his phone at a press conference after the game and then answered a FaceTime call from Drake in the middle of it.
Why are guys FaceTiming each other? Isn't that weird?
I don't know, but that is a thing. Men do love to FaceTime one another, which is something I've recently learned. I don't like it. I'm not a fan. Also, just stop calling people. We're all tired.
Also, Drake was like clearly in the car or outside and it was very dark and you couldn't really see anything. So like, what is the FaceTime achieving if you can barely see the person?
It was just the clout. Look, I'm friends with Drake, which is, of course, you're friends with Drake. Everybody in Canada is friends with each other. No one owns guns and everyone's friends. That's how Canada works. And everyone has health
care. It's a weird flex.
But
okay, what's your second one?
My actual not over it is Cole Sprouse did Vogue's 73 questions. And I know you have a lot of feelings about this also. But I specifically wanted to call out a portion of it where the interviewer asks questions about, you know, he's really into photography. So the guy's like, oh, I heard your dad is the one who kind of got you into photography. And Cole Sprouse says, right, of course, you know, dad, isn't that a prereq for being a dad? They get you into stuff. He's a really good location scout. To which the interviewer asks, what's the best location that he scouted for you? And Cole Sprouse says, my future gravesite.
Oh, man. Best location. My future gravesite, probably, yeah.
Oh, God.
Nice little plot in the desert somewhere.
Morbid.
Tumbleweeds. Yeah, it's a little morbid, isn't it?
She's like, I get it. It's like his weird stick of, like, being, you know, this dry sense of humor. But you just have to watch the video. Just everything about it, you're just like, dude.
No,
what?
The whole thing is, like, very smarmy hipster, and it all seems intentional, but it seems like his whole thing is he's doing his best to not answer any question authentically, which makes me wonder, why did you agree to do this interview?
Yeah, but this is also him and, like, you know, which we can also talk about later, but Lily Einhart and him doing a photo shoot together and being like, stop asking us about our relationship. And it's like, you only got this photo shoot because you're dating. Like, what's happening here? I don't understand.
No, meanwhile, now I know you don't watch Riverdale anymore. Don't ask me why I still watch Riverdale, but
yes.
They literally are in no scenes together, and it feels very intentional.
Oh.
Like, no, they don't share any screen time. But I mostly can't stand the fact that these Riverdale people, who now they're in season 5 of the show, so I understand. I mean, that show is insane. There's literally aliens on it, and we could... Don't get me started.
It's like the Lost of our time now.
They constantly complain. Like, KJ Apa literally said that he compared it to being in prison, and then Cole Sprouse like made some dig about how there's no creative fulfillment when you're in like season 5 and take 3 of some of this long running show. And I'm just like, cry me a river, Cole Sprouse. Like, you signed on for a CW show. I don't know what you expected.
Yeah. Well, that's my thing. Is like, you knew what you signed up for. So sorry, you're getting millions of dollars to do.
Also, you already had millions of dollars, so you definitely didn't need to do that.
Oh, also fair. KJ Apa probably needed it. Cole Sprouse didn't.
No, Cole Sprouse also, in the 73 questions, made some joke about, you know, he's like, I do it for the paycheck.
You don't need the paycheck. Okay. Isn't he still getting royalties from Friends, too?
Yeah, 100%. But, like, he's got that Disney money.
Oh, yeah. Sweet Life, yeah. That was past my time, so I never watched it. But, yeah, I agree. Anyways, what's your not over it?
My not over it is this widely reported... It went as far as the New York Times tale of Shrimp Tail Cereal Man.
I hate this so much.
This guy, Jensen Karp, he's a comedian and TV writer, tweeted last week that he found what appeared to be shrimp tails in his Cinnamon Toast Crunch and included a photo, and it was very clearly cracked off dried shrimp tails.
Disgusting.
So he has over 100,000 followers on Twitter, so this went viral immediately, and the situation only escalated throughout the week as he got in contact with Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And then Cinnamon Toast Crunch responded to him on Twitter and tried to claim that it was just a clump of the cinnamon and sugar from the bottom of the bag.
They were like, no, that's not shrimp, honey. You're mistaken.
It's wild if you've seen the photos. Of course, I was talking to my niece and nephew about this, who are 6 and 8. And
shout
my niece
Bo
was like,
Kaya.
Well, can you Google a picture of a clump of sugar so that we can compare? And I was able to find one on Reddit.
That.
And
I respect it.
These two true detectives confirmed that the shrimp tails were not, in fact, a clump of sugar. But this is a developing story at this time.
Also, you have to point out the fact this is something that you brought up, that Cinnamon Toast Crunch doesn't even have the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Twitter handle.
No, their handle is CTC Squares, which is really interesting for them. I don't know how come they can't get Twitter / Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
But they're putting shrimp in their cereal.
They have a lot of problems. But yes, Jensen is continuing to update the world on General Mills, but their customer service does not seem ideal. So as a longtime Cinnamon Toast Crunch fan, this is not only disgusting, but makes me sad in my heart.
It?
So it was just the straight up shrimp tails and the other things that he later found in the box, you know, Google for more, that really got me. But the rest of the world, once they accepted the shrimp tails, were mostly freaking out about the fact that this guy is married to Danielle Fishel, who is best known for her role as Topanga on Boy Meets World. So there's a lot of mind-blowing head explosions.
Yeah.
There's a lot of layers here.
I was like, oh, okay. But mostly I'm like, this is not the story. The story is this man found shrimp in a cereal box. Who cares who it was? But I guess
the connections. And then I think some people were also excited because her last name has fish in it. You know, like Fishel. And the shrimp, and then she started posting about the shrimp.
I get the connection there. But
yeah, so that's one piece of, you know, celebrity couple headlines from last week. He's not, I don't know if he's like a bona fide celebrity, but
celebrity seems like a strong word.
He is now. Let's go ahead and use this segue to get right into our celebrity couple updates. We're going to start with some of the most recent headlines on new couples, existing couples, some breakups from the past couple of weeks.
Yeah. I would like for us to start with one of the ones that I think caught everybody by surprise is Quarantine, which was Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey.
Yeah.
Because Michael B. Jordan is clearly a bona fide like movie star in his right now. And
for some reason, I thought you were going to say he's like a bona fide hottie or something.
I mean, yeah, well, that's obvious. He was the sexiest man alive.
He is now bona fide by People magazine.
Yeah, but he's, you know, generally been a very private. I know when he did the 73 questions with Vogue, it was much more pleasant and he seemed normal. I'll tell you that much. But also he was living with his parents, which I thought was like so cute and endearing.
Oh, yeah, that was sweet. I remember that.
Yeah, but I guess around the holidays is when they went live with their relationship, as millennials do nowadays. It was, and Gen Z. I guess Lori Harvey is Gen Z. She's 24. She's also the daughter of Steve Harvey, in case anyone missed that. But she's 24, and she posted something on her Instagram where they were spending the holidays together, and everybody was like, oh my God, it's real. And she had very recently split from Future. It was like one really high profile relationship. And then I think people were mostly confused because Michael B. Jordan is so private. And now all of a sudden he's like not private.
Once he got that Sexiest Man Alive title, the floodgates just opened. And yeah, they've both been very upfront and sharing a lot of things on Instagram where I don't think we really knew anyone he's dated before.
Yeah, no, we've never really known anyone he's been linked to. I also, which is something that you taught me, was that I never knew that you had to accept that title of Sexiest Man Alive. Like, this is an opt-in situation. Yeah. So that in itself, to me, has been tainted since, where I'm like, oh, this is like a weird, like, thirst, like, trap situation.
No,
where
the year that Bradley Cooper won and there was an outcry that it should have been Ryan Gosling was the year that I learned that, because Ryan Gosling would never accept that.
And it makes me respect Ryan Gosling. And I'm sure Bradley Cooper now is like, that was a mistake. But
yeah, no, post A Star Is Born, serious director Bradley Cooper would not be taking those sorts of photo shoots and
interviews. Yeah, right. So again, once I kind of learned that this was an opt-in situation, I was like, Michael, what's happening here? What's going on? I thought we were different, but look, they're a very, very attractive couple. It's kind of disgusting how good looking they are, but something about it, I think, is starting to feel just like the overexposure. Also, he bought her Hermes stock for Valentine's Day, which is like an interesting flex of a gift.
Yep.
But then again, like if somebody bought me Hermes stock, I don't think I would complain. I would just be like, okay.
Also, if that somebody was Michael B. Jordan.
Okay, Michael B. Jordan.
Talk about looking a gift horse in the mouth.
No, I mean, yeah, Michael B. Jordan could get me anything. I would happily accept an avocado from him. It doesn't matter.
Let's move on to another potentially new couple. This is like fresh off the press. Pete Davidson. I mean, at this point, you could follow any celebrity's name from Pete Davidson, yeah, and I would believe you. Yes. It's like Pete Davidson's dating Helen Mirren. That checks out.
Yeah.
Like whatever. And Pete Davidson, yeah, and Oprah, like makes you never sense. Saw it coming. I'd be like, oh, okay, I could see that.
Yeah, makes sense.
You know, Oprah and Pete Davidson, like whatever. Like, no, sorry, Stedman.
No, he could be dating anybody and it would be believable. Truly.
This is still in rumor mill phase, but he has allegedly been spotted with Phoebe Denever, who is now best known for her role as Daphne Bridgerton on the show Bridgerton. There's no confirmation. There's no photos yet. For all we know, this is just cooked up by another crazed fan who loves Pete Davidson and is trying to get their moment.
But that's the thing. Anytime we've thought in the past things were cooked up where it was like he's dating Kate Beckinsale, then like the next week they were at some basketball or baseball game together and I was like, what? Is this real? Oh my God, right. It's real.
Well, so allegedly, these two were spotted hanging out both in the UK, where she lives, specifically in Manchester, and also in New York City, where she was filming Younger. But it's still very early on. We don't know yet what's really going to be happening. We've just seen them in each other's neck of the woods, and there are rumors that they are, you know, quote unquote, getting very close.
Of course, they're always getting very close and cozy and comfortable with each other. My thing with Pete Davidson is I respect that he has no type. I love that.
His type is everyone.
Yeah, it's like truly everything. Everything works, which I really admire that about Pete. Like, yeah, you say yes to it all. He's a yes man.
It does feel like Pete Davidson is in a more stable place now than he was around the Ariana Grande years.
Yeah.
He's getting a lot more airtime on SNL, which to me indicates that they have a little more faith and support in him, that he is showing up for work, that he is feeling better.
No, yeah.
I don't really know what she gets out of this other than, you know,
I think she
Reggae Jean Page being everywhere and her wanting a little bit of that.
Yeah, but I feel like so many people will know, like Olivia Rodrigo didn't she say that he was her celebrity crush? So I do feel like he's in these like up and coming, all these like new actors and actresses, new stars are always like on his dick. Like they love Pete Davidson. So.
Yes, he is very, he sort of has like a cultish crush following.
Yeah.
And I think it's that people genuinely think they could have a chance with Pete Davidson.
I think they genuinely do.
But I think it's what you said. He presents as like, I'm very equal opportunity.
Yeah.
I live in Staten Island in my mom's basement.
He's moving out.
I just want to hang out. And I think the approachability, but even he was engaged to Ariana Grande. Like he almost married one of the most famous pop stars in the world. And now everyone thinks that.
But so many people just have almost meet him married on the street. Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande has married almost everybody. No, I mean, she gets engaged. Okay, she's engaged now, isn't she? We'll get into that later. But, like, I'm just saying she moves fast. Getting almost engaged to, like, I don't know. Like, to them, to celebrities, I don't think engagements are that big of a deal. I think to them, it's just, like, dating.
This is only the second time she's been engaged.
She's, like, 15 years old.
Lori Harvey got engaged when she was 21.
Yeah, I don't. This is, like, to me, I stand by that. I don't think celebrities think engagements are that big of a deal to them. It's just, like, well, we're rich. Here's a ring. Like, why not? You know, but speaking of people no one ever has a chance with, J-Lo and A-Rod. This entire situation to me is still very confusing in general.
It's confusing to us all.
Well, this is specifically for Peggy, so hopefully we can try and clear something up for her, because I truly also don't know what's going on. They've been together for over 4 years. They've been engaged for a while. A couple of weeks ago, it came out that they broke up, and there was all this drama as to, you know, alluding to infidelity on A-Rod's part, and then people being, you know, accusing J-Lo of being controlling, which, like, yeah, if your fiancé is cheating on you, maybe you should control him a little bit. I feel like that's an unfair thing to put on J-Lo. Justice for J-Lo.
The confusion here is that recently it was announced everywhere that they had broken up and that they were over after rumors had been swirling for a while. And then very shortly after, they came forward and said, no, we're not. What happened there?
I think, well, my theory here is that, I don't know if you watch Southern Charm. I know you don't.
I don't.
It's a Bravo reality
show. I know there's someone named Shep.
Yes. We don't need to talk about Shep. Shep's. He's trying, but he's not that great.
Sorry. That's all I know.
Yeah, you're correct, though. But this is about a cast member named Madison, who during the reunion basically said that there was some engaged ex-retired Major League Baseball player that was sliding into her DMs while she was in Miami or something. And then it was like, oh, this is obviously A-Rod. And then after that reunion happened, I think it was a week or two after that is when they allegedly announced the split, or it was reported that they had split. And I think this was more J-Lo's PR people. I mean, if I was Jennifer Lopez and some reality person was like the reason why my fiance has been cheating on me, I'd be like, no, this is not how this ends. I have people that work for me. I will clean this up. And I think that's exactly what's happening right now. I don't think they're going to get married.
Why couldn't they get ahead of the news break of them breaking up? I think they must have actually broken up for a second.
Well, I think something happened where nobody could get, either of their people obviously couldn't get behind it, but I think whatever this is of them being back together and still on, I think is not. I mean, remember when they got engaged? It was like such a show. Everything they do is such a show. There's no way that now they're so quiet and in the dark. Like, no, they're not. I don't think they're back together.
Well, she's been filming Shotgun Wedding, a movie best known for the fact that Armie Hammer was supposed to star in it. He had to step out for reasons relating to possible cannibalism. And the separation's been hard on them, but now he is flying there to be with her, and they're in therapy.
Oh, God.
And they are really doing their best to, quote unquote, prioritize their relationship.
Speaking of breakups, one that we know is confirmed is Saweetie and Quavo, which was pretty recent. I actually enjoyed them a lot as a couple because I know they started off in a very millennial way of he slid into her DMs. And they talked
about the classic.
But she tweeted, you know, in March that she was single, and then he also tweeted. It started off like I thought they were going to be pretty mature about it, but now it seems like maybe we're not taking the high road anymore. We're done with the high road. So she tweeted that she was single, and then he tweeted and he was like, I don't want to make it a show. But then he kind of had this whole tweet where he was sort of making it a show. So
I don't want to make it a show, but I really do.
Yeah, I don't want to make it. I don't want to bring any more attention to this thing that I'm talking about. I will continue talking about, but don't ask me about it anymore. This thing that I keep bringing up is how it felt.
Well, she also said, I've endured too much betrayal and hurt behind the scenes for a false narrative to be circulating that degrades my character. I mean,
it seemed like it doesn't seem like it was as amicable as we thought. Mm-mm. It seems like someone cheated.
It seems like if you're just announcing that you're single and not acknowledging, you know, it's like with love and respect, we have decided to go our separate ways.
No, it seems like this was like, you cheated on me and now this is over. But, you know, he didn't take back the Bentley that he gifted her.
How big of him?
I know. I mean,
it's true love. That's respect.
That's respect. Not taking back the Bentley. But first it was reported he did, and everybody's like, oh my God, that's terrible. And then he was like, no, I didn't, which is good. But now there's some new unreleased like Migos song that got leaked, and all the fans on Twitter were saying that it's a diss track. And he's talking about Sweetie, which is also seems like maybe putting on a little bit of a show. Not the highest road, but you know.
I mean, people are still like analyzing every single song Justin Bieber writes to figure out if it's about Selena Gomez. So I think that's going to happen for the rest of your life.
Have you listened to Bieber's new album? Because Peaches is such a good song.
Like, I can't wait until J-Lo puts out a new album and every song is like Baseball Man. Like, whatever it is.
I hate that so much. But, well, and then I guess to wrap it up, in case anyone's wondering, Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas are not back together.
No, there's a for a hot second, literally based on the fact that Ana de Armas was wearing a necklace that looks like those best friends necklaces that fit together.
That you get at, like, Claire's.
Yeah, they both had one that fit together, and she was wearing it, and this caused wild speculation that they were back together, but she seemingly addressed those rumors by just posting on Instagram a series of nope stickers, and I don't think so. So that's that on that.
Yeah, that's that on that. Let's take a quick break. When we get back, we'll talk about some of the surprise couples that we got, the things that, you know, took us by surprise.
Surprise. Well, Zreen, I know you were surprised to learn that Nicolas Cage got married for his fifth time.
Yeah, you know,
recently.
Shockingly, I don't follow Nicolas Cage.
I mean, there's not, I don't know how much there is to follow. It's not surprising to me because it's the fifth time, you just expect that he's getting married again. So Nicolas Cage is 57, so of course his fifth wife is 26.
Of course.
The way of the world. her name is Riko Shibata. They got married at the Wynn Hotel in Las Vegas, as you do.
Love to see a Vegas wedding.
They got engaged over FaceTime, speaking of the modern world, because during quarantine she was in Tokyo and he was here, and they really missed each other.
I respect them being, you know, abiding by coronavirus rules. Not that they had a choice.
And as a fun bonus, his oldest son, Weston, not to be confused with his other son, who is literally named Kal-El after Superman, as you do. Don't try Googling Kal-El age, by the way. You just get a lot of stuff about, like, when Superman was resurrected and other things. But his oldest son, Weston, is 30. So now his stepmom is 4 years younger than him.
How fun.
Which is adorable.
How fun for him.
His fourth stepmom.
Oh, my God. But Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers were a surprise couple that kind of came out of nowhere. He casually thanked his fiance at the ESPYs, and everyone was like, what? You're engaged? Weren't you?
This was shortly after anyone got any information that they were casually seeing each other.
Yeah.
It really went from 0 to 60 very quickly.
Very, very quickly. He was most recently dating Danica Patrick, and she was dating some rugby player whose name we don't
know. And I think it was pretty recently, wasn't it?
It might overlap a little bit, but I don't know. That tends to happen with these situations. There's a lot of traveling going on, a lot of distance. I don't know. But I think mostly this relationship to me speaks to, like, how insane celebrity culture is in general. Like, how bizarre were people from such different backgrounds? Like, how would you even meet? What would Aaron Rodgers and in what world are they hanging out? Like, Shailene Woodley definitely lives in a cabin with no running water. And
he dated Olivia Munn. He's out there. No, his brother was on The Bachelor.
But that's also a thing. Like, I'm sure their PR people set them up together. I like them as a couple, even though she's a little odd, but I really enjoy her as a person. So
I have more questions about what Aaron Rodgers' relationship is with Jodie Foster. Because this is on the side of this. Jodie Foster co-starred with Shailene Woodley in this movie, The Mauritanian. Mm-hmm. And in the same speech where Aaron Rodgers mentioned his fiance, he also casually thanked Jodie Foster he just, like, listed her name.
Debbie, Jodie Foster, Chas, Ed B, the Dungeon Papa.
It was like, I want to thank Timmy and Tommy and Joel, my fiance, Jodie Foster, Doreen.
Nope.
And
I was there.
This was very confusing to many people. And then she won a Golden Globe and she also thanked him back.
What are they doing for each other?
So And people are obviously asking her, what's going on here? Did you introduce them? You also know Shailene Woodley. And she's been very coy about it and says that she's never even met him. And it's just because she's a big Green Bay Packers fan.
So he's just out here thanking her for no reason. And then she's out here thanking him for no reason. And they've never even met?
According to them, yes. But I think they probably have met. But
I'm sure she
has. I don't know. It's very strange to me and random.
No, yeah. Well, to me, I thought this relationship was definitely like a PR setup where two publicists were like sitting in a dark cave in a corner together, like, ha ha ha, let's get these two together. They would make a good couple, which is how I imagine all couples get started. Well, the next one, you know, this surprise when we found out about it in January, I was deeply, deeply devastated, and I think you know. But we found out Riz Ahmed is married. He casually kind of dropped this news on a podcast that he was on. And then it became, you know, bigger news. And then he kind of clarified it on Fallon and was basically like, it's not a secret. I just didn't put it on Instagram. But the main thing to me about this is that Riz Ahmed said that he met his wife at a coffee shop in like New York casually because they were like, I don't know.
A modern tale.
Yeah.
They were fighting over but I think they were both, you know. You're both trying to plug in your laptop.
Yeah. I don't believe that at all. They definitely matched on Raya because he was definitely on that app. And they met up. Slid into the DMs. I don't believe the story of...
This is entire fanfic, okay, by the way.
Yeah, but I feel...
Serene does not actually know this. No, you're saying it very convincingly, but...
Yeah, we should clarify. I have no proof of this. But I feel just like very strongly. Just because I know he was
well,
on
you
the
do,
app.
Well, you do have proof of him being on Raya.
Right, yeah.
The rest is... Made
yes,
up.
He was on Raya. I still have the screenshot.
No, I remember when you screenshotted that.
Yeah.
You didn't even go for it then, and now you sit here being like, I'm so upset and surprised by this, but you had your chance and you did not shoot your shot.
You know what? I don't want to talk about it anymore. But anyways, I really just wanted to double down on this false narrative that I've created that they did not actually meet at a coffee shop, and they met on a dating app and then met up at this coffee shop for a first date. I rest my case.
So you think he went from, I'm not saying anything about this relationship, to I will craft an entire story about how we met?
Yeah.
That's totally fictitious.
Yeah.
That would make him inauthentic to me. Wouldn't that disappoint you as one of your favorite celebrities that he can't just come clean and to be like, we met on an app?
No, because I'd rather, I'm just like, just be honest. You're Riz Ahmed, been on Star Wars. But you're not just casually meeting girls at coffee shop. I'm sorry. You're just not.
I think you're overinflating Riz Ahmed's level of fame and equating it to your personal
obsession with him.
Yeah, huh.
You might be right.
Riz Ahmed can definitely go to coffee shops.
Not coffee shops that I'm in.
Also, he was in like the worst Star Wars.
Well, I don't even watch Star Wars, so I don't even know why you said
he was in Rogue One, a Star Wars story. We're not talking about, you know, Han Solo over here.
Well, just watch Sound of Metal and then you'll be obsessed with him too now.
I did.
Everyone
you
else.
Know
no,
I did.
No, I know you did. I'm just telling everyone okay. else too. But yes, I still stand by that story though. Another couple that I feel like was, we could just go over this one quickly, but made me really happy was finding out Tiffany Haddish and Common are dating, mostly because now I feel like there can be a sequel to my favorite rom-com ever.
Oh, God. Is this one we're going to talk about Just Right? She was not in Just Right, was she?
No, she wasn't.
Was she in
but
that?
This
you
is
want,
the
you want them to recast Queen Latifah with
do
Tiffany Haddish?
A sequel, and I feel like Tiffany Haddish could maybe...
A sequel where it turned out to not be Just Right?
No.
Wasn't Queen Latifah right?
Yeah, she
wasn't
was,
that her
but,
name?
But maybe like she's moved on. Also, Queen Latifah could... find someone
so
else.
Now it's just Haddish.
Yeah, it's just Haddish. But I really love them together, mostly because I like Tiffany Haddish is so funny and loud, and Common seems so mellow. I just love when like polar opposites are together. Personality.
No, this makes sense to me in a way.
It does. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't make
because
sense
of the
to
polar
me,
opposite thing.
Oh.
I think because of the polar opposite thing, it makes sense. Like Tiffany Haddish's energy is so high that she can't be with another person who's on that level of energy. I feel like. The world will explode.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. No, that's fair.
Like, can you imagine if, like, I'm trying to think of a high energy comedian, like Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish
oh my
would
God.
Never work.
No, that would be terrible.
It's like two stand-up comedians with high energy. It just wouldn't.
No, that's
too much.
Imagine hanging out with that couple as another couple. Awful. but no, I love Common. I saw Common once at a Whitney art party, and he was in an electric blue suit, and he asked me if the hummus was spicy. And I said, no.
In case. Can we put a clip of Cool Story Hansel from Zoolander right here?
Cool story, Hansel.
Thanks, Olaf.
Whatever, he looked so good in that blue suit. I still remember that so vividly.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. You want me to tell that story?
You and your like wistful memories. Okay, we're ready to wrap up this section of surprises, yeah. And let's wrap it up with another happy surprise wedding, which was announced by the celebrity on their own Instagram, which is differs from Riz Ahmed, is that Jonathan Van Ness got married to Mark Peacock and revealed this in early January and shocked everyone and his fans.
Yeah, I had no idea he was even dating someone, but I guess they've been dating for a while because he said they were dating while he was on his comedy tour, which had to have been for a while since we've been in a pandemic for a year. So I can't mm-hmm. imagine anyone's been on tour. But I like that.
Yeah, they had a very pandemic backyard wedding that their parents called in via FaceTime.
Oh, that's cute.
Which is very sweet.
I love Jonathan Van Ness. And I miss Queer Eye, which I know their production got shut down, but hopefully at the end of 2021, we'll have that to look forward to as well. Something, but I think this is a good place to wrap up here. When we come back, we'll get a temperature check on some couples that are new, maybe happening, maybe not happening.
Sounds good. All right, now we're going to check in on the status of some couples who have been together for a little while. I know once every few weeks I Google, is Ariana Grande still engaged?
Well,
to her fiance, Dalton Gomez, who they got engaged around Christmas time. So it's only been 3 months since then. But,
there's been
no announcement that they're not engaged.
She's not
so engaged. No news is good news. Yeah, yes. She's not engaged. She's so not that's the status of them.
Well, speaking of actual news, I know there was speculation for a while about Megan Thee Stallion and Partisan Fontaine, and she recently confirmed their relationship, which had been, I think people kind of assumed for a while, but she went on an Instagram Live and was like, yes, he's a great boyfriend and he's protective and great reviews from a girlfriend to her boyfriend. So
a glowing review. How much stock has he bought for her?
Time will tell. My favorite thing about him is that he used to be a substitute teacher, which I love that. I love that fact. It's so
there's cool. A lot of celebrities who used to be substitute teachers.
Jesse Williams.
John Hamm was an English teacher. And I know Lin-Manuel Miranda was also a teacher.
Yeah, but I think we've been over this. Lin-Manuel Miranda looks like a teacher.
What does that have to do with anything?
If Partisan Fontaine was a teacher, I would have a hard time concentrating, I think, on my work. I'd be like, damn.
Well, I was like, what if John Hamm was your high school English
exactly.
teacher?
Exactly. I would also have a hard time. But like, out of this list, Lin-Manuel is my English teacher, I'd be like, yeah, this checks out. Looks like a teacher. No disrespect
at him
to
now.
Lin.
A genius. Think of all the substitute teachers you had that actually could have been geniuses. Think about that. While you're thinking about that, people are desperate for more information about Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde, and I wish I had more, but I do not.
Oh my God, yeah. When those pictures came out, everybody just like lost their minds. I mean, including me, mostly because I was like, this can't be real. She just broke up with Jason Sudeikis. You don't go from Jason Sudeikis to Harry Styles, but yes, you do. That's exactly what you do.
I mean, good for her.
No,
Good for her.
I love them together.
They got together on the set of Don't Worry, Darling, which is a movie that he is starring in and she directed, which I kind of love. I like the female director, male memes.
Yeah, finally. Like Sleeping with the Boss, roles reversed. I love it.
Right, now Harry Styles should star in all of Olivia Wilde's movies.
I'm actually really... I know Harry Styles has been in a movie before, but I chose to not watch it.
In a movie?
Has he been in many?
Well, he was definitely in Dunkirk.
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
He was definitely in that documentary about One Direction.
There's no acting involved in that. The only movie he's been in where acting was involved, I chose not to watch.
Well, the question wasn't how many times has Harry Styles acted. It was how many movies has Harry Styles been in.
Well, to me, I meant like as an actor. I'm more excited for Harry Styles to be in films than I ever was about Justin Timberlake. Let's just put it that way. So I'm looking forward to, I just don't love war movies. So I'm more excited that this movie is something more my speed. And also I love Booknarth. So Olivia Wilde to me is queen. And I'm really, really excited for this film. And I hope they continue to date. So sorry to this Jason Sudeikis. Imagine your ex-wife, fiance, dating Harry Styles. That's got to be a hard thing to come back from.
He's doing okay. He's winning all these awards for Ted Lasso. I guess Harry Styles also probably spent some time in London. I was like, he seems like he lives in London most of the time now, so he's far away. He thanked Olivia Wilde in his Critics' Choice acceptance speech, which was really sweet.
Oh, that was sweet, yeah.
They don't hate each other.
We love an amicable breakup.
But yeah, I'm interested to see where this develops. Mostly, he's a global superstar. That seems hard to maintain a relationship with, especially if you have two small children. You can't really be jet-setting. Unless those kids are living in London with Jason Sudeikis.
I mean, they all seem to be in London right now, which is working. Imagine Harry Styles being your stepdad. But also then I think about how Demi Moore's children had Ashton Kutcher as a stepdad for all those years. And I was like, whoa, imagine your stepdad.
Yeah, it is similar. Like, similar energy. And they were older.
Yeah. Like, they were definitely thought their stepdad was cute. You know.
Well, I don't know.
What do you mean? They were teenagers and he was like on that 70s show.
No, they were practically the same age. He was like a big brother.
Okay, yeah. I'm sure everyone was looking at Ashton Kutcher like, this is such a platonic, like, come on.
I think they had a good relationship with him.
No, yeah. Rumor Willis is always so praiseful.
I mean, their dad is also Bruce Willis. So there's a lot of things happening in that family dynamic.
Oh, yeah, I know. But they all seem very close and cute. I feel like Harry Styles' stepdad would be a role I would like to see him in. I hope they stay together.
you don't want to see him in war movies. You do want to see him playing the real life role of stepdad to two small children.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable asks to me, but I don't know. We'll have to talk to Harry's people and see how he feels about it, I guess.
But so your dad up there at the Grammys gyrating in your shirtless leather suit.
Oh God, his performance was so good at the Grammys. I love everything Harry Styles does. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if I could ever go without watermelon sugar. As I wasn't on the bandwagon for a while, and then last year after Watermelon Sugar, it was over for me. It sucked me in.
He's really coming into his own over there.
No, I love it. I love it. I love it all for him. Speaking of people that they have exes and dated, Harry Styles' ex, Kendall Jenner, in true Kardashian fashion, is dating an NBA player, Devin Booker of the Phoenix Suns. There's not much going on in terms of information that we have about them, just that they finally went public a while back. But I know people were kind of giving her shit, like, oh, she just dates 100 people and whatever is throwing around her cooch. And she tweeted and was like, people act like I don't have full control of where I throw this cooch, which good for her. She is dating whoever she wants to date. They look cute.
The Kardashians suffer so much oppression, you know.
I'm not a Kendall stan, but she can date as many men as she wants to date. I just want her to not ruin Devin Booker and the Kardashian curse with NBA players. Just, he seems like he has a bright future ahead of him.
I feel like there's a lot more focus on Kourtney Kardashian's new relationship with Travis Barker, who's best known for being the drummer for Blink 182.
I just don't get this relationship at all. Like, I just don't know what they would have in common. Not that I know either of these people personally, but my perception of each is so different that I'm like, what do they sit around and talk about? I imagine him in a corner with his shirt off, just like playing the drums. And she's like, do you want a matcha smoothie? Like, I don't.
Mostly what weirds me out about them is that he has made many comments. This is a long time ago, like 2006, but many comments about being attracted to Kim Kardashian and having a crush on her. And, you know, she was like the one that got away, and it's
the next best thing, I guess.
Well documented. He literally said Kim was eye candy. I couldn't keep my eyes off her.
Oh,
I had a crush on her, but nothing ever happened.
So he's always had a crush on her sister, and now he's dating her.
That's right. And as someone with two sisters, I still think 15 years is not enough if there are all these quotes out there about how much he wanted my sister instead.
Also more troubling because Kim Kardashian, as we know, is recently single. Unless she's dating Van Jones.
allegedly. We don't know what's going on there, but yikes. Mostly to me, I'm just confused this relationship because I feel like her ex is so different than this person, which is good. I mean, it's good to like switch it up, but in with Kardashian fashion, I think it's just, it's a very, for Kourtney specifically, seems like a very overexposed sort of thing where she's dating a super, like another really well-known, she tends to date guys that nobody knows. And now she's dating
someone. Well, maybe that's why she needs to change it up.
Well, was it last season or a season before where Kim Kardashian told her that she was the least interesting to look at? Maybe she's took that to heart.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian, now that she is separating from Kanye West, is mostly busy becoming a lawyer now. She's in a relationship with the bar.
And
she passed the baby bar. Did you hear?
I did watch that episode. She passed the baby bar. Good for her. That entire thing seems like it's going to be much messier going forward because I don't think Kanye West is going to go down quietly.
Sweet Travis Barker gives me the same energy as Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, yeah. No, that's just
who
the tattoos.
Who is also... And I don't know. No, yeah. I mean, maybe it's just a tattoo, but it's like this punk rock.
No,
Machine Gun Kelly confuses me in general, which makes me feel very old. It's probably a problem.
I think to me, Machine Gun Kelly just seems a lot more sensitive and shares a lot more than I think Travis Barker would about his relationship. Like, Machine Gun Kelly is always... He gives me, like, John Mayer vibes of, like, the referring to Jessica Simpson as, like, sexual napalm. Like, he gives me that energy, whereas Travis Barker...
Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah.
And we're calling that sensitivity?
No, that's the wrong word for it. I don't know. He just seems like a little bit grosser. I don't know. What's the right word?
You're right. It's just the tattoos. Well, I'm judging the books by their covers. It's the tattoos and the music industry thing. And Megan Fox definitely doesn't remind me of Kourtney Kardashian, but people are very into this couple.
Yeah,
They got together making a movie. Then she was in his music video.
He carried her inside the SNL studios. And the paparazzis were like all like taking pictures of it. I thought that was weird. Oh, my favorite thing about Machine Gun Kelly is when on SNL they did someone else played Machine Gun Kelly. I forgot who it was, but
Pete Davidson plays Machine Gun Kelly because they're real life best friends.
Oh yeah, that's right. And the Deion Sanders segment, and he sits down. She's like, no, no, no. Sent him
away.
Wait,
Dionne Warwick?
Oh, Dionne Warwick. Dionne Sanders. Sorry, I'm losing my mind here.
You said that before, too, and I was like, I never saw this Dionne Sanders.
I appreciate that. Yes, Dionne Warwick. Anyways. Yes.
Anyways, I think these two make sense to me. I don't have like strong feelings one way or another, but the fact that her split from Brian Austin Green after they were together forever, they have three kids, has been sort of like this ghost that like lurks over their entire relationship, where Brian Austin Green has weighed in on it many times. And there have been weird passive aggressive Instagram fights between the two of them.
I think he's going to stop now that he's finally gone public with Shayna Burgess from Dancing with the Stars. I think now that he's got someone in his corner, he just seems like the kind of guy that needs something else to focus on, and hopefully now he's found that thing and he'll leave her alone. I don't know.
Yeah, well, and also we should definitely mention that while Michael B. Jordan was giving his girlfriend Hermes stock for Valentine's Day, Machine Gun Kelly decided to show his love by Instagramming a photo of the necklace he wears that has Megan Fox's blood in it, which is some real Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton energy.
I hate that. I want to wrap this up now. I don't like that at all.
They're really leaning into their brand.
I hate that so much. So, so much. Angelina Jolie also made out with her brother. Okay, now it's time to wrap it up.
Okay. Are you ready for your burning question?
God, I hope so. Yeah, after that. I don't know what it's going to be.
Okay, it's your birthday.
Okay.
Your boyfriend has presented you with three gifts. Which do you choose?
Oh, God.
Number one, a Bentley. Number two, it's stock, but it's not in Hermes. It's in GameStop.
Oh.
Number three, it's a vial of your blood in a necklace that he's going to wear, which really shows his commitment to you. Now, a Bentley's flashy, but if you break up, he's going to take it back. That's also part of it.
Oh. I take the stock.
Of course.
And GameStop, I think that the price has really gone down.
That still seems like a better option than blood, a vial of blood that he has to wear, or a Bentley that he's going to take back after we break up.
How do you think he got that blood? Like, did they have to go? Well, if her blood is in the necklace, how did they get the, like, did they use a, like, a, hey, like, I'm going to.
No. This is what happened. He went with her during her annual, like, physical exam. And while she was getting blood drawn, he was like, hey, doc, you need this. And she was like,
I don't
like,
think they would do that.
For celebrities, they'll do anything.
If you went to the doctor and you said, hi, can you please take a vial of blood from me and I'll have it?
No, because I'm not Machine Gun Kelly, so of course not.
I'm not convinced that they are that sterile or that organized.
Maybe he cut her while she was sleeping. I don't know.
No, it's sad.
Well, she seems she okay consented. With it. They're still together.
I think she consented. I don't think he took it against her will while she was sleeping.
Yeah, I'm sure she was okay with it.
I think they did it together.
She's aware. Okay, DJ, play Bad Blood by Taylor Swift. Because baby, now we got bad blood.
Looking for your next listen? Tune in to Love These Days, a Pop Sugar podcast in partnership with Crate & Barrel Wedding Registry, dedicated to the new trials and tribulations that come with love and marriage in 2021. Find Love These Days on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you like this episode, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. Have something to share? Email us at notoverit@popsugar.com.
Not Over It is a podcast from Pop Sugar and iHeartRadio. It is hosted by me, Becky Kirsch, and Zareen Siddiqui. Our producer is Emily Feld. Our editor is John Ross. Our executive producers are Lisa Sugar and Brett Kushner. Thanks for listening.